Good afternoon. This is Mark Cole with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for the week of Monday, December 23rd for AgDaily.com. I want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas out there. Grains on Monday, a little bit higher. Corn's up a penny and a half. Beans are up 4 cents. Wheat's up a penny and a quarter. Pretty quiet day here. I think we're going to be pretty quiet here. We did have an export sale of beans to China. That supported the beans a little bit here. You know, the trade is just still generally excited about what the possibilities are for China. I think the Chinese are going to look to buy grains on the breaks. Again, I don't know that we're going to do a whole lot here this week or next week with the holidays on the long side. But the funds are still short, you know, roughly 80, 90,000 corn, 80, 90 beans. So there is some upside potential here. They don't see to be in a big rush to cover anything. But I still think we can move this thing higher. The weather is allowing farmers up north to get a lot of wheat, a lot of corn harvested in the Dakotas. So I don't think that's going to be a real big issue, though I think it certainly has lost some yield potential out there. But when it's all said and done, I expect the WASDE report to show lower production, lower acres, lower carryouts on corn and beans. The rest of the week, the weather around Argentina and Brazil looks okay. A couple of little problem spots here and there, but for the most part, nothing to be too concerned about. But it's just a matter, you know, what the funds want to do. They're long wheat, short corn and beans. Today they're selling a few wheat, buying a few corn, but not with a whole lot of enthusiasm either way. It looks like the Chinese deal is a done deal, but it hasn't been signed yet. So, you know, who knows what can happen between now and then. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.